Good morning. It's 28th of July. Our New Testament reading today is Romans 1 and 2. I'm going to read to you from Brother John Carter's book, The Letter to the Romans. These thoughts flow from verses 16 and 17 of chapter 1. I read, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." In these words, the apostle introduces the great theme of the letter. There were many features of the gospel message which did not commend themselves to the wise and great of the world. To the Jews, Christ crucified was a stumbling block. The death of Jesus was an evidence to them that he was not the Messiah. How could the Messiah meet a felon's death? The claims of Jesus had been the means of making the idea of a Jewish Messiah a derision. The King of the Jews, as an inscription over the gallows, was an offence to them. Then the claims made by the disciples that Jesus was risen and that salvation could only be obtained in his name, added insult to injury. To the Greeks, the gospel was foolishness. Priding themselves as they did on their search for wisdom, it was inconceivable to them that a humble carpenter who met such a death as did Jesus could satisfy their needs. The contrast between the message that Paul had to deliver and the things for which the imperial city stood would make some ashamed. But not so Paul. He knew what the gospel could accomplish in the purpose of God. Even in Rome, the preaching of Christ crucified, i.e. a crucified king, could save some. The results of the preaching would remain when the inhabitants of Rome and even their city had all passed away. The gospel was the power of God for salvation. It was a power operative upon those being saved, who received it in the love of it. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God, as we read in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 18. It is the means God is employing in drawing men, seeking and teaching men. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures, as we read in James 1 and verse 18. The necessary attitude on the part of man is belief of the gospel. It is to everyone that believes. The opportunity is for all races, but the Jew is the first to have it preached to him. It was necessary that the word of God should first have been preached to you, Acts 13, verse 46. Repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name, beginning at Jerusalem, Luke 24, verse 47. But the same condition applies to all. He that believes the gospel shall be saved. In this statement, Paul cuts away from the Jew the hope of attaining to salvation by works of law. It is not by the law, but by the gospel, and not on the condition of works, but of faith. This is the foundation of Paul's position in opposition to the Judaizers of his day. What gives the gospel this power for salvation? It announces how man can attain to a position in which he is acceptable and well-pleasing to God. Thank you for listening.